ice cores. Nature's time capsule. Ever heard of an ice core? Scientists go to the coldest parts of the world, such as Greenland, Antarctica, and even high mountains like the Himalayas, to drill long cylinders of ice out of glaciers. They then study the different layers within these ice samples to learn more about past climates. Materials: crayons, colored pencils, or markers. Printed ice core templates, pages 4 and 5. What is an ice core? How do you think we can learn about what Earth was like in the past? To learn about what kinds of plants and animals lived before us, scientists like paleontologists dig into the ground, looking at layers of dirt and rock. The bottom layers are the oldest, and the top layers are the newest. Can we also learn about past climates or patterns of weather by looking at layers? Yes. Using special drills, scientists drill long cylinders of ice, or ice cores, from the coldest places on Earth, like Greenland and Antarctica, to see how climate has changed over time. How much snow fell each year? Did a volcano erupt? In some places, the deepest layers can be 800,000 years old. Studying these layers of ice and dust can help us understand past climates and make predictions about the climate today and in the future. The dark band in this ice core from West Antarctica is a layer of volcanic ash that settled on the ice sheet approximately 21,000 years ago. Credit: Heidi Roop from NSF. Part 1. Color your own ice core. 1. Print the ice core template on page 4. 2. Look at the pictures next to the layer to learn what was happening in a past climate. Which ice layer is thicker? The year there was lots of snow, or the year there was a drought? What would it look like if a volcano erupted, spewing ash into the air? Or if strong winds blew around pollen from plants? How might different events change the look of an ice core layer? For example, pure white for lots of snow, dark thin line for ash from a volcanic eruption, etc. 3. Draw and color the layers of the ice core template to look like these changes in climate. 4. Think about these questions. A. How do you think climate affects living things like plants and animals? B. Why could it be important to learn about how our planet has changed over time? Part 2. Your own weather ice core. 1. Print the template on page 5. 2. Look out a window or go outside with an adult and observe the weather. Weather is what happens every day, like a cold, cloudy day in the winter or a warm, clear day in the summer. Climate is a pattern of weather happening over a long period of time, like winters getting warmer year after year. A. Is the sky sunny or cloudy? B. Is there wind or rain? C. Is it warm or cold? D. Is the sky clear or hazy or smoky? 3. Color the layer labeled Day 1 to show what today's weather looks like. An adult may help you write the temperature and or the air quality index, AQI, how smoky, hazy, or clear the air is. 4. Repeat steps 1 through 3 for 3 days out of a week, filling each layer of your weather core. 5. Think about these questions. A. Do you notice a pattern? B. What would you expect to see if you observed for a longer period of time? C. What would you expect to see if you observed a different season?